the effort of evil to destroy Jesus. Have you ever thought out carefully the account given in the Bible of the birth of Jesus and the attempt of evil to destroy the child Jesus? Why should evil, under the guise of Herod, have desired to slay the young child? Was it not because that which appeared as Jesus was merely the clothing, as it were, of the Christ? It is the destruction of the Christ, the truth, that evil, through its very nature of being the suppositional opposite of good, must ever seek to accomplish. Therefore, in his blindness, mistaking the image for the substance, Herod thought, he could slay the Christ by destroying the clothing of the Christ called Jesus. Herod had no personal animosity against Jesus, but he was determined to destroy the Christ, that which was to reign and govern as mind, and so imperil his kingship. Could evil have been more diligent in attempting to bring this to pass than Herod proved himself to be? He slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, in order to reach the child Jesus. This one act of evil shows the nature of evil, how it stops at nothing to attain its end, and how it uses to accomplish this end whatever will lend itself to its use. Herod was doubtless no worse and no better than the ordinary mortal of that time, and certainly he had no personal enmity against the children he destroyed, nor even against the child Jesus. But Herod, as king, held the power of life and death, and evil could use that power, and it did use it in the diabolical manner of destroying that host of children in order to get rid of just one. Is it any wonder the gospel declares, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. Does evil ever stop at anything? Having no intelligence, it keeps blindly on, though never succeeding in its purpose.